Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dude.
Dude!
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 Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve!
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. Want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. We're chilling with you on a beautiful Sunday morning. It was fantastic weather on Thursday, Friday. Fantastic weather yesterday. Got my first round ever in over at Stone Creek Golf Club over there in Oregon City, which
is... How was that?
The golf or the course? Because those are two different questions, my man.
Well, let's go with the course.
The course was beautiful. It was great, in great shape. I've heard nothing but great things about that. Someone on Twitter, because I told I was saying that it was my first round ever out there, and someone said, how have you never played Stone Creek? What have you been doing? And I said, not living life, clearly. The golf was going okay up until hole 11. We went par on hole 8, par 5, par on hole 4 to finish off the first 9 after just bombing my drive. And so we were feeling good. We birdied hole 10 after nailing a long putt, about a 25-30 footer.
Ooh,
so things were looking real good for Joe Fish. And then we did not do so hot holes 11 through 18. Two quads in there, which is never what you want to see, ever. I mean, couldn't get out of a bunker on one hole, literally blasted the ball into the side of the bunker on three straight shots.
So
yeah,
it's awesome.
So yeah, you love just being able to take you know, four strokes to get out of a bunker. That's always, you know, just ideal, right?
Is anybody watching? Is anybody taping this?
Oh, dude, that was one of those rough moments for me where you're just looking up at the sky, you know, looking down, taking the hat off, like just
trying to figure out.
Oh, dude,
what
it was
do? How
a
do we
mess.
Get out of here?
Just poof, right into the sand. Poof, right into the sand.
You know, the worst part of the bunker you can be in is like right at that edge point to where, man, you know, if you're kind of in the middle of the bunker, you might be able to get a pretty good, you know, pretty good hit, get under it a little bit. But right there, like towards the edge, like, yeah, that's a, I'll be there all day. I'm going to take a mulligan.
You know, you're having a bad day when you, that feeling when you like, commit two errors in an inning at the age of like 11 or 12 creeps back up into you at like the age of 30 something. You're like, I'm a man, I'm 40, and I look like an idiot right now.
And yeah, I hey, perfect segue, because speaking of multiple errors in an inning, I give you the Oregon Ducks baseball team.
That was bad.
And we'll get to Oregon State as well, because boy, it was not a good Saturday. It started off somewhat decent for the Ducks, but then things immediately fell apart in the fourth and fifth inning for them. The Ducks, they had a 6-3 lead going into the fourth, so feeling pretty good against a good Texas A&M baseball team, number 3 ranked in the country, right? You go into the Super Regionals, you're going into College Station, you're saying, yeah, we can do this. We got a pretty good baseball program. You give up 3 runs in the fourth, so then you're looking at a 6-4 ball game. And that's when someone in the golf group chat decided to send out the text, Oregon Ducks, go Ducks, we're holding down A&M right now. And then they immediately give up 3 runs in the fifth inning to give up their lead. And then Texas A&M goes on to win 10-6. Just a huge blown opportunity for the Oregon Ducks when you had Texas A&M a lead against them in College Station. You got to be feeling pretty good. Again, Texas A&M, they had an early lead 3-2, but when you're up 6-3, I mean,
not especially to be in celebrating. Their- now, I mean, I understand feeling good, but you mentioned during the break, like, there are so many more runs scored in college than in, you know, in the majors. And so it's tough to feel like, man, we got this game in the bag. It's 6-3 in the second inning. Or, yeah, 6-3 in the second inning. We got this. And then they score in the third inning. You're like, all right, it's cool.
My apologies. 6-4. Yeah, and it was 6-3. And then they gave up it was 6-4. Wow, math, hard on a Sunday morning. It was 6-4. They gave up the three runs in the fourth to give up the lead 7-6, and then 3 runs in the fifth to increase their lead 10-6 against Oregon Ducks. But that fourth inning is where it fell apart, because absolutely, it wasn't like Texas A&M, they were getting hits, but they were just, the Ducks were committing errors. I know there was the one out in outfield where they couldn't field the ball cleanly, so a guy was able to get to third base and score a run, so it was basically a double with an error. And then they had a chance to get a guy out at first and couldn't field the ball cleanly enough to be able to get it there in time.
That cavalcade,
so he was safe, and then they scored a run on that. And then they got a fielder's choice, which scored a run. So it was just like
sloppy.
It was like, dude, just please, just get out of this inning for the love of God. And they eventually did. But by that point, they gave up the lead. And then again,
the fifth inning happened.
And then they scored another 3 to take the. And it's like,
so if you thought the fourth inning wasn't bad enough, you know, you thought the fourth inning wasn't bad enough, because I can imagine being in the, you know, being in the dugout and looking on, like, man, it's okay, we can rebound. They had a great fourth inning. Let's go out there and let's get a run up. And then you get shut out for pretty much for the rest of the game.
Well,
you
know? And this is where I ask my next question, and this could have been a good poll question. Which fan base is hurting more today? The Oregon Ducks baseball fan base or the Oregon State baseball fan base? Because
it's the Ducks.
I don't know. I think it's got to be the Beavers. Because you're better, one. You are a better team. I was hearing that their ranking, because of the what the FPI or not the FPI, whatever the RPI that they use in baseball, like apparently ranked them lower than they actually should be. And so I was hearing Oregon State fans saying, oh, they're actually better than their ranking. Well, apparently not, because you go to Kentucky in Lexington and you play the Wildcats, and not only do you get shut out, You give up 10 runs. It's a 10-0 shutout. Not only do you get shut out, you only record one hit in the entire game. This is college baseball we're talking about.
Not one run.
Like, I feel like everybody is guaranteed at least one run in college baseball. You got only one hit. Like, it wasn't even... It was close for a good chunk of the game, right? It was 3-0 up until that seventh inning, and then the wheels just came off completely for the pitching staff for the Beavs. But that's where it's just like, dude, you could only get one hit in the entire game. I would say that Beaver fans have to be feeling more ashamed of their performance on Saturday 100%. Versus the Ducks.
I mean, it's hard because you had the lead, right? If you're Oregon,
That's the tough part. It's like you had a lead, you lost it, or Oregon State, you never had a lead, and then you really lost it altogether, and you just couldn't muster up anything offensively.
Yeah, at least you kind of just going by, you know, second, third inning, by that point, you know, as an Oregon State fan, like, this just isn't going great. But, like, you're feeling good as a Ducks fan at that point, and then you have, like, a John Boy review-worthy two-inning stretch, essentially, where you just can't play anything but Little League Baseball, apparently. I mean, that was bad to watch. And supposedly, they had saved their pen after their 128-29 pitch performance from their starter in their last game, right? Like, this was supposed to set them up. They're rested. They've got pitchers that are good to go. They didn't have to give that effort. None of that mattered.
I mean,
none
at what point do you just, do you think players and managers kind of mail it in? You know, like,
that's a good question.
Somebody scores 7 runs in an inning. You know, especially the seventh inning as we're getting closer and closer to the end of the game. At what point do you just like, all right, this game's over.
Start throwing in some positional players pitcher.
You want to play today, Jake? Yeah, go ahead and get in. Go to center.
That is Little League-esque. Like, all right, you're getting absolutely crushed. Like, all right, who wants to play a position they've never played before because we're losing 10-0?
Like, when it's 8-0, you're like, all right, we can probably still go. Mind you, the score was up until the sixth inning or fifth inning was 3-0. Still a very manageable game, right? You can come back and win in that game. 3-0, no problem. We just saw a team score three
again,
runs
gotta,
in two different innings.
Again, you got to actually hit the ball, though.
But
to
if,
do
you
that.
Not, if you're not getting hits, like, I think that's obviously going to be a huge, huge issue. Unless you're getting walked every single time or hit every time you're at bat, but. Just a bad day for Oregon State. You hope it's just a bad day and they can, you know, kind of wipe it off and keep going.
Well, they need to today. Their backs are against the wall. They need to get wins today to keep the Super Regional going for each other's team respectively. Oregon, Texas A&M, their first pitch is at 4:30 on ESPN2. And then at 6 o'clock, Kentucky, Oregon State, their first pitch, ESPNU. And both of those teams are the favorite in Kentucky and Texas A&M. Kentucky -165, Texas A&M a big favorite, -285 in their game against Oregon. One intriguing game in the college baseball lineup today, though, is at 3 o'clock ESPNU, #1 Tennessee against Evansville. Evansville won yesterday. Huge upset to keep their series alive. Tennessee is a -650 favorite in their game against Evansville. So I think that everybody is rooting for Evansville in this matchup. But Oregon State, after some poor performances yesterday in totally different styles, backs against the wall, need to get a win today to keep their series and College World Series hopes alive.
Quick question, Joe. Where the hell is Evansville?
No, I'm going to go guess state. I'm going to go Evansville is in the beautiful state of Mississippi. And I don't know if anybody says beautiful state of Mississippi.
There are beautiful parts, but not a lot of them. There are some.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of baseball breaking news.
We found out where Evansville is?
No. The Mariners did place Ty France on the 10-day IL, and they called up prospect Tyler Locklear to take his place on the roster. So Ty's dealing with a right heel fracture. He hit himself with a ball yesterday. So.
Ty France also set the Mariners franchise record for most hit by pitches in a Mariners career.
Yeah, like 90, I think, something like that. Just nuts.
Evansville's in Indiana.
That's what I said, Indiana.
Oh,
right?
Okay, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, totally. All right, moving on. Washington Huskies, they're moving to the Big Ten, but they got a big expense coming up. We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
First year of the Big Ten Conference with Oregon, USC, UCLA, and the Washington Huskies. The thing that those first three schools have that the Washington Huskies do not have is a on-site production studio. And you're wondering, okay, well, why does that matter? Well, apparently the Big Ten is requiring that the Washington Huskies construct a production studio for Big Plus and Big Ten games going forward. So Big Plus is going to be the streaming service for the Big Ten conference. So they are saying, Washington, we need an on-site production studio that you need to construct. Not only that, but we need to replace the equipment as well because the Pac-12 equipment is not ours. So we need to get in our own stuff in there. So Oregon, USC, UCLA, they're good. They got their own production studio on campus already. I think USC has to construct something, but they're going to be fine, or they need to make some upgrades. But Washington, you need a on-site production studio, and that will cost you $24 million for your program in your school to build an on-site production studio. It's going to be a rough couple of years as far as Washington to be able to make some money. And now that you have a $24 million expense that is now laid in front of you, that has got to suck, especially for Washington, who has kind of been cheap the last few years when it comes to running their programs anyways, and especially on the football side as well. And now you are facing a $24 million budget where it's just like, well,
okay, it is required by the Big Ten for them to do this. So if I was a student at that school, I would be pissed seeing that our school now has to shell out $24 million for a damn production studio. But yeah, Washington now facing a big transaction with this.
Here's my question, though. How did you not know this when you were getting ready to go to the Big Ten?
It's a good question.
Seriously, like, I mean, if you don't think that all of the money, because $24 million to us is a whole lot of cash, right? But for these universities that make hundreds of millions, like, probably not as much to them. However, it is still $24 million that you want me to shell out to build a studio for I'm still kind of curious for what purpose. Like, so the Big Ten Network or Big X is going to be based in Washington, which would make sense because that's where places like, you know, Amazon, Apple Music and all that stuff. Like, I mean, I guess Amazon Music, all that jazz is kind of based out of Seattle, you know, about Washington. So it would make sense to have some type of presence there, I guess. But I'm still trying to understand what the point is of having your own production studio, you know, for specifically for football, it sounds like, or for sports. Because I'm pretty sure UW has something similar to this, has a production studio. They have a video.
Yeah, they have like a video editing room.
I'm pretty sure they have something similar. So I'm just so many questions come to mind. But the first one is, like, how did y'all not know this when you agreed to come to the Big Ten?
So this comes from Christian Capel of onmontlake.com. But this is in his article that he just put out a couple days ago, in that the University of Washington's athletic department forecasts a cash flow deficit of nearly $30 million for the next fiscal year and is going to ask the school's Board of Regents next week to approve a budget that includes loans from three sources, the Big Ten, Fox, and the university's investment funds to cover its costs. And we know that the university will definitely approve of that because schools are basically... They're forced to do this. Yeah, they do whatever they need to for their athletic departments, essentially.
Two things here, though. The fact that they are now basically hat in hand out to the university, along with a couple of other sources, I don't think that's what the university thought was going to happen with Washington's move to the Big Ten. So yeah, you're right. They've got to be pissed at this. I don't understand, you know, beyond the students, like the faculty there and the president, she's just got to be looking at this at her desk and be like, are you freaking kidding me? Another $25 to $30 million.
There's no way they didn't know this. Like, I think they agreed to and said, you know what, we'll get that $24 million at some point. Won't worry about that today. But let's go ahead and go forward with the move and go forward with everything. They want us there. We want to be there. We'll figure that other part out later.
Nope.
There's no way that you agree to this. And then last minute, the Big Ten is like, oh, well, you know, you need $24 million to build the studio, though, right?
I don't know. Nobody discussing the exact parameters of like what a studio production might entail. I feel like that is something that could slip through the cracks because, you know, thinking at least at the University of Washington on their side of things, like, oh, we've got the equipment and, you know, like we've already got stuff here. Like, I think we'll be able to make it work. Come to find out, no, we absolutely can't. So I guess, and then the second thing that really kind of sticks to me about this is how far behind the times are the Washington Huskies here, you guys? The fact that they're not kind of one of the leading people in this conference, like the two LA schools, like Oregon, which was one of the first to really inject money into their practice facilities and their uniforms, you know, 25 years ago. Washington saw that close. Four hours down the road happening, and they didn't do anything till this point. That is honestly what shocks me the most about this.
Also in this article on MontLake.com, Christian Capel says, while the department projects record revenue and a relatively modest operating deficit of a little more than $2 million for the 2025 fiscal year, capital expenditures related to joining the Big Ten, plus the annual debt service payment on the loans that funded the renovation of Husky Stadium and Husky Ballpark, necessitate external and campus assistance. The future, meanwhile, is so uncertain that UW isn't forecasting its budget beyond 2025. That is likely due to the pending House versus NCAA settlement, which, if approved by a judge, could, by estimates, create an additional $30 million in costs to power conference athletic departments beginning in fall 2025. UW boosters, start breaking out the checkbook if you want. But, yeah.
I want this move. So, okay, next question. What happens if they don't do it?
Then you fall drastically down the rankings of schools that are willing to keep up with other programs around the country, like in the SEC, some within the very conference that you are now joining. I mean, it's becoming not just for the players, but for the schools, pay to play. Like, you need to be able to invest in your athletic departments, your football program, to be able to keep up your stature in the rankings of being some of the best programs in the land. I mean, there are some schools that are able to build programs by not doing so, but you have to have the right staff, the right athletic department or the right people at the top of the athletic department to do that, to know, to be able to work and operate within the financial limitations that you have, or whatever limitations you have because of a school, whether it's location or what you are. You know, the school I kind of look at as an example of this is that does it right is Utah. Like, I can't imagine that Utah has a ton of money in comparison to Washington or Oregon and what they're able to do, but they still consistently perform as a great program because they have the right coach. I don't know who their athletic director is, but it seems like they're all in lockstep as far as types of players that they need to go after, how they recruit, how they operate their program, and knowing who they are versus who they want to be. And so, whereas Washington is, yes, they were just in a national championship game. You know, that is great for them. That is where you want to be as a program, and obviously wanting to win the national championship. But it kind of just seems like they're trying to keep up and play a game that they're not equipped to win. They're not really trying to win.
And mind you, we forget this, that UW, again, you talk about not putting money into the facilities. Like, last time they had renovations was 2013, and they put in $280 million into that, but they had to get from, like, a trust. But, you know, Husky Stadium is one of the oldest stadiums in all of college football, right? And so it kind of goes to show, like, I've always kind of looked at Washington as like one of the upper echelon schools as far as academics and, you know, obviously
academics,
tuition
sure.
and all that stuff that it takes. So to be here and find out that, man, they might be the one school that doesn't have that $24 million just to pull out and pay this off is, you know, not disappointing. But again, it's just it shows that you're maybe not put, like you said, Joe, maybe not putting the necessary resources into making sure your sports programs are competitive with the rest of the country.
To that point, and actually, Joe, you were talking about how it is pay to play. In the last, like, 24 to 48 hours, current Nebraska AD and former Husky AD Troy Dannon was discussing, like, the specific amounts of money that Oregon and Ohio State have to play with for NIL, which is about $23 million. That's the budget that Oregon's football team is spending on players. Bo Nix trying to pay guys to get onto their roster, or at least the collective is. It's a little different than the school paying players now, but the collective money for Ohio State, for Oregon, which is near the top, I think, of other, if you compare it to other budgets in college football, about $23 million. The Huskers that he's on now, or the Cornhuskers, spend less than $10 million, and he lamented that in his last 2 years at Washington, the NIL money was around $10 million, so not even half of what the Oregon Ducks, once again, your closest competitor 4 hours down the road, is spending. It once again makes me think that they are behind the times and really reveals why Kalen DeBoer was so eager to jump ship for Alabama.
Right.
Well, best of luck, UW. Hey, you're ending your Pac-12 reign in a good spot because men's rowing won a national championship. All right. Now they're on the come up.
Those crew
Let's
guys.
Go, crew.
Hell ladies. Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Going to take a break. We got a hockey team name to figure out. We get to that next year, Sports Sunday. But first, Schultzy, Sports Center update. All right, we got to figure out what this Utah NHL team is going to be called. They narrowed it down to six names. Hockey McHockey Face is one of them. The Utah NHL team. Ah, oh, where's the damn list? All right, here we go. I'm pulling up the article.
Call them the Saints.
Waiting. All right. Here is the finalists, the six finalists, which this one I'm out on. I swear to God, if they call, if this ends up winning, I'm going to be pissed. The hockey club. So just the Utah Hockey Club.
Stop.
No. I do not want it to
that
just
is
be
a very Utah thing.
Just the Utah Hockey Club.
We were just laughing at the Washington Commanders last night at the barbecue I was at. It's like the NFL, this multi-billion dollar entity can't come up with a name at the drop of a hat. They take 3 years to decide. Like, just make a decision. Come on, Utah.
Call them the Bishops.
The better Bishop. Than nothing.
That would be better than Hockey Club.
Yes.
Agreed.
The other five names, the Mammoth or Mammoths. No, I think it'd just be Mammoth. Is Mammoth plural and singular? Like, if I saw, like,
a group of mammoths.
Yeah, a herd of mammoth. Or a herd of mammoths.
That's a good question. Mammoth, the first one sounds right.
Mammoth, the Venom, another one, Yeti. So the Utah Yeti. Yetis? Is it Yetis or Yeti?
I think it would be Yetis.
Is it
more than
cactuses one? Cactuses or cacti?
Yeah.
What is the plural form?
Yeah, I think the Yetis.
I saw a group of Yetis.
I think it's Yeti. Yeah. Yeti is plural and singular.
Really? Okay.
I don't like it, though. I don't want it to be the Utah Yeti.
I like it.
What was that one you said before the Venom?
So it was the Mammoth.
I think Mammoth is good.
The Venom, the Yeti, the Blizzard, or the Outlaws.
There's nothing outlaw about Utah.
Utah.
Yeti's built in.
You can't even drink beers over 4%.
And I see Yeti.
Not very outlaw-esque.
What's the Blazers' new mascot that they're trying to shove down on?
Oh, the Sasquatch.
Yeah, so you could get some type of skating Yeti that, you know, goes around and everything. That could
be fun. Scaring children throughout the game.
That could be fun.
Like the Kraken troll.
Yeah.
That the methed up troll that the Kraken has as their mascot.
That's a weird mascot.
Douglas Fur is the is the Blazers' new mascot.
Good name, but the mascot is horrifying.
No, I think it's a secret ploy to try to slowly phase Blaze
Kill off
out.
Blaze.
Because there's no reason for a cat to be the Portland Trail Blazers mascot.
Well, Blaze was cat.
No, because
Blaze
was the Fire's mascot initially.
The
and
Portland
then the
Fire,
the women's team, and the Fire, you know, went defunct, and then Blaze became a Portland thing, yeah.
Yes. I thought Blaze was introduced as their new mascot, with Scottie Pippen at a Boys and Girls Club. I feel I'm making this memory up, but it was this huge deal for Portland.
Wasn't Portland Portland's one of the original women's teams, or did they get added?
The Fire was one of the originals. Yeah. It was 97 the league started. They were first ones, I believe.
About the I do remember the Portland Forest Dragons, though.
I believe the Fire played
the
97
in the arena team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
a couple of those games.
I did too, yeah. I remember leaving a Portland Fire game early and my dad making it a game to get to the car as fast as possible so that way we could avoid the traffic of leaving Rose Quarter. I bet I can get there first.
Yeah, it was second quarter at that point.
I think it was third.
Yeah, I think we can go.
I'm out on the Outlaws. I mean, it just does not fit Utah. Well,
what fits Utah? Let's
but I'm pretty sure someone, I think maybe it was Swigart, you're saying it was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were based, they hid in the Red Rocks of Utah or whatever. So I think that's where the whole Outlaws name comes from. Yeah, that's from Butch Cassidy. But again, when I think of modern day Utah, I don't really think of Outlaws.
No.
I think
of Mormons. Call them the Mormons.
Just the Utah Mormons.
The Utah John Smiths.
Yeah.
There you go. I think that would be a fine name.
The Blizzard, I don't mind. The Utah Blizzard.
I'm okay with that considering the weather, have there.
And again, Outlaws is a very desert, sun,
that's not Utah.
Hot weather theme.
Have you ever been to Salt Lake or anywhere?
I've been to Salt Lake. I think I've driven through and maybe stayed a night there.
It's pretty nice.
You are noted as saying on this program, Salt Lake City cooler than Portland.
I mean, it was for the All-Star game, right?
And I'll take
the All-Star game there. And it was
I'll take your word for it
because
I have not spent any amount of time in Salt Lake City as an adult. So I cannot say or not say if I agree with
everything
you
closes really early. I think that was my one beef with Utah.
That.
Everything
it's kind
closed
of the case
really
in Portland
early
too. Is that
no, really early, bro?
Not
9 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Night's over.
What is this, Maui?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Like, Salt Lake and Boise are the same in that matter. It's like 8 o'clock. Everything's done.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So, I don't know, Blizzard, the Utah Yeti. I mean, maybe. I can maybe get behind that.
Well, they've got the perfect marketing with that cooler and drink company. I love my Yeti cups. So, I feel like that would
Did you enjoy spending $30 for a single cup from Yeti?
Yes. That, I was fine with
that. That is the one thing I can't.
Happily, you smiled as you were putting your credit card information.
They come in all my favorite colors. So, yes.
Did you get a Mariners colored one? You got that teal kind of color?
Damn right I did.
I want to say my girlfriend, because, what is it, Sook's girlfriend will sometimes bring their dog over. They got this big old dog. I forget what breed it is. But my girlfriend, and I don't know if it's their bull or my girlfriend bought it for their dog, but it's a Yeti dog bull.
Yeah, my parents have that. My dad does.
And I was like, it's a dog. Like, you could literally just give
it. The dog is living in luxury.
I was like, you don't need to give it a Yeti bull. Like, it would still drink the water.
Evian water inside of it.
Like, give it a random ass Tupperware that you've used to microwave spaghetti in for the last 5 years. It's still going to drink the water.
Yeah,
all right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't need a Yeti bull, for God's sakes.
But it's what you see while the dog's drinking out of it. That's
yeah, it makes you feel better.
I need to find out now how much this Yeti dog bull costs.
I think it's about $50.
Buddy. I would, yeah.
Have you guys seen the...
On Yeti's website, $50.
Have you seen Crazy the Yeti lunchbox, which is no bigger than like a regular size lunchbox, like the size of that iPad in front of Rashad? I think it's like $90.
No, thank you.
I mean, I'm saying, I love me some Yeti, so
I'll just use a regular brown paper bag. For lunch. It's okay.
This is on the Yeti website. The dent-resistant, extra-strong dog bowl made for holding up to 8 cups of kibble or whatever water your furry best friend wants. $50. Get out of here with that crap.
No, that's crazy.
$50. That's insane. And then so that's $50 for the 8 cups and then $40 for the 4-cup dog bowl.
$40?
Okay, you can get the tiny bowl for $40.
That is preposterous. That is not necessary. Again, you could give them the puke bowl that you also eat popcorn out of and fill that thing up with water, dog is still having that.
No
okay?
problem. Again, just like you said, that Tupperware that you're not using, yeah. Here you go, sport.
Yeah.
How about it?
Like, that is ridiculous. So Utah Yeti, I'm still leaning towards Blizzard. The Venom, why? I mean, I don't know what the significance of Venom and
there's
snakes.
Snakes in Utah, I guess.
Yeah, there is some.
There's a nice percentage of poisonous snakes there.
There's some desert land in Utah.
I get that, but again, it's just like, when I think Utah, I think of mountains. I think of it being a cold state.
And that's why I'm going Mammoth or Yeti. Because
Yeti or Blizzard. Those are the three that
I'd
like.
All of those could provide pretty cool mascots for you. I think that's the main thing. Like, what is your jersey?
I think the Mammoth would be pretty cool. Get a two-person mascot where they're like, it's a Mammoth on skates and there's two people in the costume.
Oh, somebody at
like
the,
in unison skating together.
Somebody's the top, somebody's the ass type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Just to kind of cleanse your palate a little bit, while one Utah or Salt Lake City team is kind of making an ass decision with their names and uniforms, another one, really cool one this week, the Utah Jazz bringing back their purple mountain look.
Dude, those jerseys are nice.
They're going back to the classic Carmelo and John
Stockton.
Their
new jerseys are sick.
Those Utah jerseys were always fresh.
They never should have stopped it.
I did like the original Jazz with the J that was the music sign.
Which they
like
they will have.
Super tight.
They will still have that. But yeah, none of the weird brown or blue colors that we've seen.
The new Jazz jerseys have been trash for the last like 15 years. Yeah.
The Jazz moved from New Orleans to Utah where they don't allow music.
No Jazz allowed.
All right, final segment. We wrap up the show next here, Sports Sunday, 10 a.m. The Fan. Now I'm finishing the show in a very upset and angry mood because I'm on Yeti's website and just looking at the prices of everything.
Hey, quick question. Did you guys get the little party favor from the wedding last week?
No.
No.
Well, you know, so we gave out little bottle
openers. What the hell?
They're cool. They look like keys, but it's like old school.
Does it have
like
your name on it? Like me and Rashad on it?
Yeah.
Those are
do.
Fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, I still have my my koozie from one of my best friend's weddings from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Koozies are clutch.
Now, I don't know the last time I've used it, but I do know where it is.
No, that's all you have to do is know where it is.
Hey, like, so I used a koozie yesterday.
It's a pretty cool thing. Like, I don't need bottle openers. I don't know about you guys, but
I got my Pelican Brewing bottle opener.
As long as I have a lighter, as long as we have a lighter, we've got a bottle opener.
That's true.
You know,
I don't know if I've ever been able to pull that off.
Oh,
really?
It's super easy. You probably have really delicate hands though, but you play golf, so they should be nice and warm.
Don't look at my hands.
Yeah,
don't look at them.
It's real easy. You just.
No,
at the top.
I definitely don't
get
have
that fulcrum
calloused man hands. I've got a soft, weak hands.
I don't know. You play golf a lot. I feel like they should be pretty calloused up.
I'm starting to get a little something on the left index finger, but you got to have soft hands in golf though, especially around the green, baby.
Yeah, right? I still have, and it's weird. I still have when I was learning to dunk and stuff like that.
You can't dunk.
Well, we know I can dunk, Joe.
There is video evidence, actually.
Yeah, but no, where you grab the rim so much, I had all these like little calluses right there, and it was like they're still kind of there. You can see them a little bit, but definitely not as much. So
I really want to know why Yeti costs so GD much. Like they are charging so much for their
coolers.
Because
y'all will pay for it.
Yep, because people buy it.
I think it really is just one of those brand things.
Yeah, it's a status thing.
I ran into this working at Bose, where it was people like I could tell you like, oh, it's got this and this, and they'd be like, yeah, but is it much better than this brand? I'm like, no. Well, but it's Bose.
It's
like,
Bose.
Come on.
You know, we were talking earlier about watches and what Shannon Sharp said about I'm not paying for the watch, I'm paying for. To show that my
time
is valuable.
I'm not paying to look at the time. Yeah.
The truth, that's what a brand is. Like we're not paying for Toyota and Lexus are the same company, right? Lexus. Is it Toyota or is it
Lexus is they're the quote unquote luxury brand of one of them.
But
I
it's the same
remember.
Car. Like tell me a difference between a new Camry and a new Lexus in most cases.
Same
like,
difference. Yeah,
a Yeti lunchbox, $80.
I told you. It's a regular lunchbox.
A lunchbox or a lunch bag, $80. Just an ice bucket. An ice bucket with handles on the side to where you can just throw ice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we got to figure out what this Utah NHL team is going to be called.
They narrowed it down to six names. Hockey McHockey Face is one of them. The Utah NHL team. Oh, where's the damn list? All right, here we go. I'm pulling up the article.
Call them the Saints.
Waiting. All right, here is the finalists, the six finalists, which this one I'm out on. I swear to God, if they call, if this ends up winning, I'm going to be pissed. The Hockey Club. So just the Utah Hockey Club.
Stop.
No. I do not want it to
that
just
is
be
a very Utah thing.
Just the Utah Hockey Club.
We were just laughing at the Washington Commanders last night at the barbecue I was at. It's like the NFL, this million, or excuse my multi-billion dollar entity, can't come up with a name at the drop of a hat. They take 3 years to decide. Like, just make a decision. Come on, Utah.
Call them the Bishops.
The better Bishop. Than nothing.
That would be better than Hockey Club.
Yes.
Agreed.
The other five names, the Mammoth or Mammoths. No, I think it'd just be Mammoth. Is Mammoth plural and singular? Like, if I saw, like, oh, dude,
a group of mammoths.
Yeah, a herd down of mammoth. Or a herd of mammoths.
That's a good question.
Hmm.
Mammoth, the first one sounds right.
Mammoth, the Venom, and again, another one, Yeti. So the Utah Yeti? Is Yeti?
Utah Yetis?
Is it Yetis or Yeti?
I think it would be Yetis.
Is it
more than
cactuses
one?
Cactuses or cacti?
Yeah.
What is the plural form?
Yeah, I think the Yetis.
I saw
be
a group of Yeti. I saw a group of Yetis.
I think it's Yeti. Yeah. Yeti is plural and singular.
Really? Okay.
I don't like it, though. I don't want it to be the Utah like Yeti. One.
I like it.
What was that one you said before the Venom?
So it was the Mammoth.
I think Mammoth is good.
The Venom, the Yeti, the Blizzard, or the Outlaws.
There's nothing outlaw about Utah.
The Yeti's built in.
You can't even like drink like beers over 4%.
And I see Yeti.
Not very outlaw-esque.
What's the Blazers' new mascot that they're trying to shove down on?
Oh, the Sasquatch.
Yeah, like so you could get some type of
name.
skating Yeti that, you know, goes around and everything. That could
scaring
be fun.
Scaring children throughout the game.
That could be fun.
Like the Kraken troll.
Yeah.
That the methed up troll that the Kraken
has
that's
as their
mascot.
That's a weird mascot.
Douglas Fur is the
that's right.
Is the Blazers' new mascot.
Good name, but the mascot is horrifying.
No, I think it's a secret ploy to try to slowly phase Blaze
kill off Blaze
out. Because there's no reason for a cat to be the Portland Trail Blazers mascot.
Well, Blaze was
tongue.
The
that's a trail cat.
Well,
okay.
No, because
Blaze
was the Fire's mascot.
Yeah,
initially,
the
and
Portland
then the
Fire,
the women's team, and the Fire, you know, went defunct, and then Blaze became like
really?
A Portland thing. Yeah,
yes. I thought Blaze was introduced as like their new mascot, like with Scottie Pippen at a Boys and Girls Club. I feel like I'm making this memory up, but it was like this huge deal for Portland.
Wasn't Portland Portland's one of the original women's teams, or did they get added?
The Fire was one of the originals.
Yeah.
It was 97 the league started. They were the first ones. I believe
about the. I do remember the Portland Forest Dragons though.
I believe the Fire played like 97
arena,
or 2000.
The arena team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
a couple of those games.
I did too, yeah. I remember leaving a Portland Fire game early and my dad making it a game to get to the car as fast as possible so that way we could avoid the traffic of leaving
like
the Rose
that.
Quarter. I bet I can get there first.
Yeah, it was like second quarter at that point.
Yeah, I think it was third.
Yeah, I think we can go.
So, yeah, I'm out on the Outlaws. I mean, it just does not fit Utah.
Well, what fits Utah? Let's
but I'm pretty sure someone, I think maybe it was Swigart, you're saying it was like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were based, they like hid in the Red Rocks of Utah or whatever. So I think that's where the whole Outlaws name comes from. Yeah, that's from Butch Cassidy. But again, when I think of modern day Utah, I don't really think of Outlaws.
No,
I think of Mormons.
Think of Mormons. Call them the Mormons.
Just the Utah Mormons.
The Utah John Smiths.
Yeah.
There you go. I think that would be a fine name.
The Blizzard, I don't mind. The Utah Blizzard.
I'm okay with that considering the weather, you know, they have there.
And again, like, Outlaws is a very, like, desert, sun,
that's not Utah.
Hot weather
have
theme.
Have you ever been to Salt Lake or anywhere?
I've been to Salt Lake. I think I've driven through and maybe stayed like a night there.
It's pretty nice.
Like, oh, you are noted as saying on this program, Salt Lake City cooler than Portland.
I mean, it was for the All-Star game, right?
And I'll take
the All-Star game there. And yeah. It was like, yeah,
I'll
kind
take
of
your word for it
because
I have not spent any amount of time in Salt Lake City as an adult. So I cannot say or not say if I agree with
everything
you.
Everything closes really early. I think that was my one beef with Utah.
That.
Everything
it's kind
closed
of the case
really
in Portland
early.
Too. Is that
no, no, like
not,
really early, bro.
Like not like,
eight, like
yes.
9 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Night's over.
What is this, Maui?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Like, Salt Lake and Boise are the same in that matter. It's like 8 o'clock. Everything's done.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So, I don't know, Blizzard, the Utah Yeti. I mean, maybe. I can maybe get behind that.
Well, they've got the perfect marketing with that cooler and drink company. I love my Yeti cups. So, I feel like that would
Did you enjoy spending $30 for a single cup from Yeti?
Yes. That, I was fine with
that. That is the one
you
thing
did it
I
happily.
Can't.
You smiled as you were.
Well,
because
they come
in
all my favorite colors. So yes.
Did you get a Mariners colored one? You got that teal
you're
kind of color.
Damn right, I did.
I want to say my girlfriend, because what is it? Sook's girlfriend will sometimes bring their dog over. They got this big old dog. I forget what breed it is, but my girlfriend and I don't know if it's. Their bull or my girlfriend bought it for their dog, but it's a Yeti dog bull.
Yeah, my parents have that. My dad does.
And I was like, it's a dog. Like, you could literally just give
the dog
it.
Dog is living in luxury.
I was like, you don't need to give it a Yeti bull. Like, it would
with,
still drink the water.
If Evian you, water inside of it.
Like, give it a random ass Tupperware that you've used to microwave spaghetti in for the last 5 years. It's still going to drink the water.
Yeah,
all right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't need a Yeti bull, for God's sakes.
But it's what you see while the dog's drinking at him. That's
yeah, it makes you feel better.
I need to find out now how much this Yeti dog bull costs.
I think it's about $50.
Buddy. I would, yeah.
Have you guys seen the...
On Yeti's website, $50.
Have you seen crazy the Yeti lunchbox, which is no bigger than like a regular size lunchbox, like the size of that iPad in front of Rashad? I think it's like $90.
No, thank you.
I mean, but I'm saying, I love me some Yeti, so
I'll
deal
just
would work.
Use a regular brown paper bag. For lunch, it's okay.
This is on the Yeti website. The dent resistant extra strong dog bowl made for holding up to 8 cups of kibble or whatever water your furry best friend wants. $50. Get out of here with that crap.
No, that's crazy.
$50. And then so that's $50 for the 8 cups and then $40 for the 4 cup dog bowl.
$40.
Okay, you can get the tiny bowl for $40.
That is preposterous. That is not necessary. Again, you could give them the puke bowl that you also eat popcorn out of and fill that thing up with water,
no
and the
problem.
Dog is still having that.
No
okay?
problem. Again, just like you said, that Tupperware that you're not using, yeah. Here you go, sport.
Yeah.
How about it?
Like, that is ridiculous. So Utah Yeti, I'm still leaning towards Blizzard. The Venom, why? I mean, I don't know what the significance of Venom and snakes.
There's snakes in Utah, I guess.
Yeah, there is some.
There's a nice percentage of poisonous snakes there.
There's some desert land in Utah.
I get that, but again, it's just like, when I think Utah, I think of mountains. I think of it being a cold state.
And that's why I'm going Mammoth or Yeti. Because I
Mammoth,
think,
Yeti,
I think
or,
both of those,
or Blizzard. Those are the three that
I think
I'd like.
All of
want.
Those could provide pretty cool mascots for you. I think that's the main thing. Like, what is your jersey?
I think the
what
Mammoth would be pretty cool. Like? Get a two-person mascot where they're like, it's a Mammoth on skates and there's two people in the costume.
Oh, somebody at
like,
the,
in unison, and, okay. skating together.
Somebody's the top, somebody's the ass type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Just to kind of cleanse your palate a little bit, while one Utah or Salt Lake City team is kind of making an ass decision with their names and uniforms, another one, really cool one this week, the Utah Jazz bringing back their purple mountain look.
Dude, those jerseys are nice.
They're going back to the classic Carmelo and John Stockton.
Their new jerseys
look.
Are sick.
Those Utah
cannot
Jazz
wait.
Jerseys were always fresh.
They yeah. never should have stopped it. And,
well,
and the
I did like the original Jazz with the J that was the music sign.
Which they
like
we
that,
they
which
will
is
have.
Super tight.
They will still have that. But yeah, none of the weird brown or blue colors that we've seen. Out
yeah,
of
the new
the
Jazz jerseys
years.
Have been trash terrible. For the last like 15 years. Yeah.
The Jazz moved from New Orleans to Utah, where they don't allow music.
Don't allow music.
No jazz allowed.
All right, final segment. We wrap up the show next here, Sports Sunday, 10 a.m. The Fan. Now I'm finishing the show in a very upset and angry mood because I'm on Yeti's website and just looking at the prices of everything.
Hey, quick question. Did you guys get the little party favor from the wedding last week?
No.
No.
Well, you know, so we gave out little
what the
openers.
Hell?
They're cool. They look like keys, but it's like old school.
Does it have
like
your name
keys?
On it? Like me and Rashad on it?
Yeah. Those are
do.
Fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, I still have my my koozie from one of my best friend's weddings from a few years
oh,
ago.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Koozies are clutch.
Now, I don't know the last time I've used it, but I do know where it is.
No, that's all you have to do is know where it is.
Hey,
so,
I used a koozie yesterday.
It's a pretty cool thing. Like, I don't need bottle openers. I don't know about you guys, but
I got my Pelican Brewing bottle opener.
As long
right
as I have a lighter,
keychain.
As long as we have a lighter, we've got a bottle opener.
That's true.
You know,
I don't know if I've ever been able to pull that off.
Oh,
really?
It's super easy. You probably have really delicate hands though, but you play golf, so they should be nice and warm.
Don't look
at
my hands.
Point. Yeah,
don't look at them.
But it's real easy. You just.
No,
hold the top.
I definitely don't
get
have
that fulcrum
calloused man hands. I've got a soft, weak hands.
I don't know. You play golf a lot. I feel like they should be pretty calloused up.
I'm starting to get a little something on the left index finger, but you got to have soft hands in golf though, especially around the green, baby.
Yeah, right? I still have, and it's weird. I still have when I was learning to dunk and stuff like that.
You can't little... dunk.
Well, we know I can dunk, Joe.
Like, there is video evidence, actually.
Where you grab the rim so much, I had all these like little calluses right there, and it was like they're still kind of there. You can see them a little bit, but definitely not as much. So
I really want to know why Yeti costs so GD much. Like they are charging so much for their
because
coolers.
Y'all marketing. Will pay for it.
Yep, because people buy it.
I think it really is just one of those brand things.
Yeah, it's a status thing.
I ran into this again working at Bose, where it was people like I could tell you like, oh, it's you know got this and this, and they'd be like, yeah, but is it much better than this brand? I'm like,
no.
Well, but it's Bose.
It's
like,
Bose.
Come on.
You know, we were talking earlier Bose. About watches and what Shannon Sharp said about I'm not paying for the watch, I'm paying for. To show that my time
is valuable.
I'm not
you know?
Paying
and
to look
the truth
at the time.
Is,
yeah,
the truth that's what a brand is. Like we're not paying for Toyota and Lexus are the same company, right? Lexus. Is it Toyota or is it
Lexus? They're the quote unquote luxury brand of one of them.
But
I
it's the same
remember.
Car. Like, tell me a difference between a new Camry and a new Lexus in most cases.
Same
like,
difference. Yeah,
a Yeti lunchbox, $80.
I told you, it's a regular lunchbox.
A lunchbox or a lunch bag, $80. Just an ice bucket, with handles on the side to where you can just throw ice and have your drinks. $250.
You're just again. You're paying for.
It's an ice bucket.
To say that I got money. It's basically what it is. When you pull up to that,
I think
the river.
Yeah,
it tells people I got money.
It's a flex.
Yeah, it's a huge flex.
It's gonna be a party with some rich people you're attending. All
for
right.
Sure.
What is their
for
most sure. expensive? A $900 cooler.
But it's
does
literally
it
gonna keep your stuff.
$1,500 cooler.
I mean, those coolers are gonna keep your stuff cold for like weeks. No lie.
No, this one is just like. A gigantic cooler. I think you're like putting fish in that thing, like full blown fish when you catch one.
Okay.
I could get 15 coolers for $1,500.
Absolutely. 100%. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people. I don't pay for brands. And mind you, I think all the brands are cool. But if I can buy this Givenchy shirt for $400 and the same black tee. Which was $19, probably going to take the $19 one. That's just me.
That is insane.
Just got to wait for the sales.
I can imagine having so much money that you're just like, oh, man, get three of the coolers.
Oh, my God. This cooler, $1,500, fits 549 cans, fits 353 pounds of ice.
Why do we need that many cans?
Because
where are we going?
You're going to Burning Man. Hello.
Clearly. I didn't have that many cans of beer at the wedding.
I don't know if people at Burning Man are affording something like this. They've probably spent all their money on drugs.
Actually, no, I've heard that it is a lot of rich people down at Burning Man.
Yeah, Burning Man is all rich people.
You have to have a bunch of money to do that.
A bunch of trust fund kids down there. Yeah. Dad hates me.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
All right. There's your Sports Sunday to start off your day. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week. I don't know what's happening in the sports world over the next 7 days besides NBA Finals, Stanley Cup.
Next Sunday will be Game 3.
Yeah.
Hey. Jeez, 5 days in between games? Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, we better be through at least Game 4 by then. I haven't looked at the schedule when the games fall, but we got Game 2 tonight. Game 3, I hope, would be on either Tuesday or Wednesday, and then we're getting Game 4 by Saturday at least. So by then, we'll be four games into this one. But for Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, whatever happens in the sports world within the next week, we'll be right here next Sunday to talk about it. Appreciate everybody out there listening to 1080 Fan Sports Sunday. We'll catch you next week. Peace. A very upset and angry mood because I'm on Yeti's website and just looking at the prices of everything.
Hey, quick question. Did you guys get the little party favor from the wedding last week?
No.
No.
Well, you know, so we gave out little...
what the
openers.
Hell?
They're cool. They look like keys, but it's like old school.
Does it have
like
your name keys on it? Like me and Rashad on it?
Yeah. Those are fun. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, I still have my my koozie from one of my best friend's weddings from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Koozies are clutch.
Now, I don't know the last time I've used it, but I do know where it is.
No, that's all you have to do is know where it is.
Hey, like, so, I used a koozie yesterday.
It's a pretty cool thing. Like, I don't need bottle openers. I don't know about you guys, but...
I got my Pelican Brewing bottle opener.
As long as I have a lighter, as long as we have a lighter, we've got a bottle opener.
That's true.
You know?
I don't know if I've ever been able to pull that off.
Oh,
really?
It's super easy. You probably have really delicate hands, though. But you play golf, so they should be nice and warm.
Don't look at my hands.
Yeah.
Don't look at them.
But it's real easy. You just...
No,
I
definitely don't
get
have
that fulcrum
calloused man hands. I've got a soft, weak hands.
I don't know. You play golf a lot. I feel like they should be pretty calloused up.
I'm starting to get a little something on the left index finger, but you got to have soft hands in golf, though, especially around the green, baby.
Yeah, right? I still have, and it's weird. I still have when I was learning to dunk and stuff like that.
You can't dunk.
Well, we know I can dunk, Joe.
Like, there is video evidence, actually.
Yeah, but no, where you grab the rim so much, I had all these like little calluses right there, and it was like they're still kind of there. You can see them a little bit, but definitely not as much. So
I really want to know why Yeti costs so GD much. Like they are charging so much for their
coolers.
Because
y'all will pay for it.
Yep, because people buy it.
I think it really is just one of those brand things.
Yeah, it's a status thing.
I ran into this working at Bose, where it was people like I could tell you like, oh, it's got this and this, and they'd be like, yeah, but is it much better than this brand? I'm like,
no.
Well, but it's Bose.
It's
like,
Bose.
Come on.
You know, we were talking earlier about watches and what Shannon Sharp said about I'm not paying for the watch, I'm paying for. To show that my time
is valuable.
That's what a brand is. Like we're not paying for Toyota and Lexus are the same company, right? Lexus. Is it Toyota or is it
Lexus is they're the quote unquote luxury brand of one of them.
But it's the same car. Like tell me a difference between a new Camry and a new Lexus in most cases.
Same
like,
difference. Yeah,
a Yeti lunchbox, $80.
I told you. It's a regular lunchbox.
A lunchbox or a lunch bag, $80. Just an ice bucket. An ice bucket with handles on the side to where you can just throw ice and have your drinks. $250.
You're just again, you're paying for
it's an ice bucket.
To say that I got money. It's basically what it is. When you pull up to that river, it tells people I got money.
It's a flex.
Yes, it's a huge flex.
It's going to be a party with some rich people you're attending.
For sure.
What is their most expensive a $900 cooler?
But it's literally going to keep your stuff.
$1,500 cooler?
I mean, those coolers are going to keep your stuff cold for like weeks. No lie.
No, this one is just like... a gigantic cooler. I think you're like putting fish in that thing, like full blown fish when you catch one.
Okay.
I could get 15 coolers for $1,500.
Absolutely. 100%. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people. I don't pay for brands. And mind you, I think all the brands are cool, but if I can buy this Givenchy shirt for $400 and the same black tee, which was $19, probably going to take the $19 one. That's just me.
That is insane.
Just got to wait for the sales.
I can imagine having so much money that you're just like, oh, man, get three of the coolers.
Oh, my God. This cooler, $1,500, fits 549 cans, fits 353 pounds of ice.
Why do we need that many cans?
Because
where are we going?
You're going to Burning Man. Hello.
Clearly. I didn't have that many cans of beer at the wedding.
I don't know if people at Burning Man are affording something like this. They've probably spent all that money on drugs.
Actually, no, I've heard that it is a lot of rich people down at Burning Man.
Yeah, Burning Man is all rich people.
You have to have a bunch of money to do that.
A bunch of trust fund kids down there. Yeah. Dad hates me.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine.
All right. There's your Sports Sunday to start off your day. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week. I don't know what's happening in the sports world over the next 7 days besides NBA Finals, Stanley Cup.
Next Sunday will be Game 3.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. 5 days in between games? Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, we better be through at least Game 4 by then. I haven't looked at the schedule when the games fall, but we got Game 2 tonight. Game 3, I hope, would be on either Tuesday or Wednesday, and then we're getting Game 4 by Saturday at least. So by then, we'll be four games into this one. But for Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, whatever happens in the sports world within the next week, we'll be right here next Sunday to talk about it. Appreciate everybody out there listening to 1080 Fan Sports Sunday. We'll catch you next week. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.